So please welcome to the stage my good friend, the amazing Ellen Rohr once again.
Oh, Howard Partridge. Mm.
So you're all mic'd up and everything.
I am ready to rock. Thank you so much. Okay, so at 9:15 we'll team up.
Yep. I'm going to go meet with Ivan. I'll be back.
Me roar! I love that song. We're going to Hawaii. Aloha. Do you guys know how that happened? This is how Howard makes dreams come true. We're in a webinar. It was in the Phenomenal Financial Blast. And I had counted up on my calendar, or on my map. I've been to 49 states and seen some sites and worked there. But when I work, I always make it a point to see something of the vernacular to be there. And I said to Howard, I've never been to Hawaii. It's my 50th state. And he said, well, let's go to Hawaii. So what we could do is we could invite a small group of people, and they'll pay for you and me and Denise and Hot Rod to go to Hawaii, and then we'll make some dreams come true. And I said, as long as we're not getting a meeting room, this whole thing took that long, and now we're going to Hawaii.
Going to Hawaii.
That's how you make dreams happen. That's how you get rocks out of the road. Is that cool? Thank you, Howard. Let's give it up. You are a dream maker. Raise your hand if you got a nice text back. How did that feel?
Do it again.
It's all about the love, y'all.
I put it on my monthly notes to once a month to send a note to my team.
Why not? Why not? In fact, Lindsay made me cry. Would you come up here and share it? Would you mind? Let's give it up to Lindsay. Yay! And Lindsay needs a mic. Is there a microphone someplace? I know somebody had a mic. Tracy, are you going to find one for us? You know what, Lindsay? Are you comfortable standing on the stage? Of course you are. Let's welcome Lindsay to the stage. To the carpet. So as we're leaving yesterday, Lindsay hands me her phone. And so why don't you take it from here.
So yesterday, Ellen recommended that we send a nice text message to one of our employees. I don't technically have any employees, but I have some really great women that I work with, so I chose one of them, and I think you heard that I'm a hairdresser, so I chose one of the girls that I work with, and I told her, hey girl, just wanted to say how wonderful a hairdresser you have become, and it has been a blessing to see you grow. And it took a little bit to get a response. I was really kind of nervous. Did she appreciate it? Did I make her feel uncomfortable? And she said, that just made me smile so big. Thank you, in capital letters, so much for being so patient and helping me get this far. I was just telling someone yesterday how great you are and about how much you've helped me.
I know. I saw that.
And how nice that is of you. I appreciate you and look up to you, and thank you for helping me get to where I am. So,
yeah. Love. Love, love, love. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. That was awesome. And even hearing that, who got goosebumps and just warm fuzzies, right? It's about the love. It's about the love and the systems. So this paradox of the hard systems and the soft systems so that you can grow your company and achieve your vision. So we're going to pick up. I've got 45 minutes. I feel like I just want to hang out with you all the time. So Howard is so nice to give me so much stage time. I really appreciate you and the phenomenal team that we have. All right, so let me tell you a story. I was at West Point. I got this cool jacket. Instead of name badges at this conference, they gave us jackets that looked like that, and then mine said Roar. How fun is that? All right, and then where we are is in the West Point Cemetery, and we did a leadership exercise in front of General Custer's tomb. Is that crazy? Is that crazy? And who was there but General Russell Honoré? Does anyone know who he is? Yeah, you know who he is. And so he was the general who really came and made some sense of the Katrina disaster. The initial response was not good. And he came in and famously told the soldiers to put their guns down. This isn't a war zone, it's a rescue. And changed the mood and the tone and the production of getting people rescued and out of New Orleans. And he lives in Baton Rouge. I think he's from the area, and he is fantastic. So the guy
basically came in got them on path to get to where New Orleans is now.
He got them on the path. Like he went from less than zero and at least got, you know, was the one who actually made the rescue and the recovery possible. All right, so he is a leader. Now, he's coming, when he is first announced at this conference, he comes on stage to that Toby Keith song about a boot up your, you know what? And I was a little nervous because if you know me at all, I am a dove. I am all about the peace and the love, and I was a little concerned that it was going to be a lot for me. And when he talked, he said that, here's a military guy, very respectful of the military, understands that there's a time for intervention. And he said that until we deal with the humanitarian crisis across the planet, we will never build an army big enough. That we have to make sure people have water and food and shelter and electricity. And so as a retired general, he wakes up every day and he takes on major corporations, corrupt government, local government, every avenue he has to travel so that he can make sure he's doing his part to solve the humanitarian crisis that's being created by changes in climate and expanding population. This is a guy who could retire. So when I listened to this for the very first time, he inspired in me, maybe you have to get involved. Maybe you have to get on a school board. Maybe you have to become part of the city council. That if you want things to change, if you want your vision to be different, then you have to be willing to do what it takes. So I encourage you that whether or not you get involved in government, if we are going to create peace on this planet and sanity, that it happens in your heart, in your mind, in your heart first, in your relationships, and in your business, right? That you create this model of sanity in your business where there are rewards and consequences that make sense, that people understand what's expected of them, and that they have an opportunity to move up the ladder. Howard talking about the org chart is a perfect springboard to where we're going, because is Howard still in here? Let me just ask this of Santi. Santi, you're in a position to answer this question now. Is the best part of your job when people on your watch move up the ladder?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything better than that?
No.
How many of you can relate to that? Let's give it up, because I knew Santi when he was like this big. So let's give a round of applause to Santi and his team. All right, so what's your commitment? As you look at that vision and what you want to create, what are you willing to do to get it done? And might I suggest, this, I was just thinking about this with the pods, nobody needs to know the backstory. When you go to the pod, when you go to the meeting, you don't have to bring up your ex-wife for the 100th time. You don't have to bring up the bookkeeper. You don't have to start the conversation by saying, I'm terrible at. He talked about the thoughts, and then the thoughts become words, and the words become things. So stop. If I've never met you before, don't introduce yourself as someone less than. Bring the person you aspire to be to that conversation. Are you with me? Say yes.
Yes.
And at first, this is going to feel a little duplicitous. That doesn't really feel like me. I don't know if that's true or if that's honest. And there's an expression, fake it till you make it, which I don't like as much as act as if. Put on the mantle of. Assume the position. And what would that person do? You're going to fail enough. Set yourself up to win by being disciplined in thought, word, and action. Because you can't get your team or your husband or your kids or your customers or your subcontractors to do anything. All outside your hula hoop, right? There's plenty to work on right here. And when you change, Wayne Dyer says, nothing will change for you until you change. And when you change, everything changes. And in my life, everything and everyone changed as a result of my personal growth. My husband doesn't pick on me because I don't nag on him. So easy. when I remember. Okay, so let's jump in. Let's jump into the topic at hand, which is how do we reward and compensate and pay people? How do we help them make this journey of growth as we march forward to our vision? One suggestion. Yesterday I beat you up. Here's all the things you're doing that stink. All right, so I asked you to just look inside. What can I improve on? What can we do a little bit different? So today I'm going to share some ideas for how to pay people and how to test whether or not what you're doing is working, or, you know, the two sides of every tool in your toolbox. Let's see what we can do. So first of all, quit looking for Superman or Superwoman. When I hear someone say, I'm not good at this management stuff, so I'm going to hire an operations manager who's just going to swoop in and be awesome and then do everything I want to do but I'm not good at, and everyone will line up. Who's had this dream? Oh, we'll just hire someone. Oh, yeah, easy peasy, right? I loved what, Santi, you talked about the Infusionsoft president? Who's the president that's going to be better? It was the president of Infusionsoft. Huge, fast-growing company who said, I have to become better. I believe in you as leaders. We're all acting as if. Nobody has it all together. Take this opportunity to learn the skills that'll help you become a better leader. And as you do, you're going to develop your team as well. So don't look for Superman or Superwoman. Look for willing people in a good system, as Howard just said it. Okay, so what we're going to do right now as a little exercise is I want you to find a partner. This one, you can stay seated. Do you notice how I say anytime I give you verbal directions, I don't expect 100% compliance. I've told them 1,000 times. Here's a tip. If it isn't written, it isn't real. If you want something done at your company, it better be written down. Otherwise, it is a suggestion. That saves a lot of time, doesn't it? So I know you're not all going to do this exercise right, but we'll give it a try. All right, so here's the exercise. Find a partner, and I want you to give and take a compliment. Give one and take one graciously. Are you ready? Easy? Okay, I think we can do this one. On your marks, get set, go. And hi, you. I haven't said hello to you yet. Mwah. And I don't think we've met.
I'm Wiley.
Hi, Wiley. How are you?
Good.
Now, are you two together? Did you come together?
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, so how's business?
It's good.
Good. All right. Well, you brought your daughter last time, right? Yeah. All right, whole family. Are you related?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got the same name. Okay, all right, good deal. Nice to meet you. Okay, get to work.
Well, I have to say this. I'll pick that right first. You seem very grateful.
Thank you. What do I know about you? I'm going to cry. Very perfect.
And he's handsome. And he's handsome, too. That was lovely. And you know what's nice is your thank you. She said thank you. Oh, you have to take it. Go ahead and take it. Yeah. All right. Very good. Yes, sir?
What is she talking about?
Ah, that's not the exercise. That's not the exercise. All right, kids, let's get going. Doesn't that feel good? Ooh, look at the energy in the room. How sweet. You're smiling. That's nice, isn't it? Yeah, that's nice. So what if every day you made it a point to say something nice? Okay, let's get going. Apparently we've got a love fest. A love fest is happening right here. Look at, oh, they're hugging it out. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's how not to pay. This is what we went through last night. Just a brief little laundry list of the stuff. Side deals. Moving up is a step down. It's not clear. It's not fair. People don't know it. It's all hidden. All right, so now I'm going to dig into a few elements of a better way to pay. By the way, this is my team at Zoom Philly. Now, I'm the franchisor. This is the franchisee. So they're not my employees. When you're a franchise-franchisor relationship, it's definitely that we better hang on to each other, right? Because I can't use the rank card in the same way. And when you use the rank card, there's a price to pay for it, right? So when I come into this shop, look at what's happening here. The guy who's in the front there is got the manual, and they're doing formal training on the working training center in our shop. And I said, as I often do, hey! And they all turned and said, hey! Is that fantastic? Is that fantastic? And Steve, the guy in the white shirt, is now the service manager, and he started because we went to the company where he worked in the mailroom to do a drain cleaning job. He was working three jobs. He had a baby. When you work three jobs, you don't even get overtime at any of those jobs. So he's just working himself nuts. He knows nothing about our industry. And he talks to our guy, and he says, how do you like your job? I love my job. And he applies. And this guy has moved up the ranks now, and he's the service manager. And his standards are so much higher than mine. It's amazing. I'm always toning him down. Dude, no, not everything is a fireable offense. Let's make it work here. Right? He's the one who said we could wear white shirts as drain cleaners. Is this crazy? Is it crazy? Now, we did compromise, and the guys in the field can wear red shirts. Right, we've got a flexible uniform policy. All right, so what you do want in one element of creating a good way to pay is to create a good game. And remember, these are the elements of a good game. Rules, rewards. Specifically, we'll be talking about rewards in this Better Way to Pay webinar series. Rights and a reason. But how you pay fits into this bigger picture, right? It's not going to be the only talk. We're not just going to talk about salary and commission and bonuses and, you know, hourly rates. That'll be part of it, but we also have to play this bigger game so that it makes some sense. A good game is transparent and posted. Again, don't go home and change everything. If you've got some side deals, if you've got some weird things that are happening, I wouldn't post it yet. I would plan all this for 2017. Does this make sense? Just, you're laughing. I don't want that. You know, we'll open up that can of fish. But move in the direction of transparency. So if there's a guy at $27 an hour who's doing the same thing that the guy at $25 an hour is doing, my recommendation is that you're going to move the guy up to 27. Not the other way around. And this is what I was picking up on John about. Is John here? Oh, no. Is he mad at me? No. I love John. We just had a conversation about it, but what in my experience has been is if we do move someone down, they may quit. They may not leave, but they've quit.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
And that attitude poisons everybody else.
And I don't talk about their attitude. We've been there before, but what I've known is that it's just a matter of time before they leave, and that's why I'm like, let's get real. Is this guy winning or losing on our team? Get him good. Or get them gone. So is it transparent and posted? Is a good indicator of your program. And if you're not ready to do that yet, just intend it. Put it in the corner of the room. That's part of my vision. Now, who does this? The union does it. Why? Because it's fair. You know, unions wouldn't have come up if it had been fair. Are you with me? Now, they may have outlived their usefulness. I don't want to get bogged down with this. But the reason that unions were created is because it wasn't fair. And so when you're in a multi-level, who's in a multi-level marketing company? Is anybody? You know how it works, right? I mean, you know how much you get paid. Isn't it posted?
Yes.
Yeah. So what? Why not? Why not create a program that's fair enough, or as I like to say, equally unfair to everybody. Right? Life isn't fair, but let's make it so that you don't always get the short end of the stick. Howard talked about the org chart. Let me just add this to it. He has a little different variation. It's like a Ford or Chevy or Dodge. But an org chart shows that ladder of opportunity. What if your pay scale aligned with the boxes and it was posted? So you're an apprentice and you make X. You're a junior tech, you make X. You're a receptionist or a CSR, you make this. If you also take bookkeeping duties on and you do these behavioral things, no attitude discussion, I can't get in their head. You pass this test, you go through this course, you get this certification, you've been here so long, you have, you know, X number of ride-alongs, check rides, and then you move up the ladder. So I know, if I work here, how to grow. And if, you know, as an ambitious person, if you said, okay, this is where you are, I would say, how do I get to there? Say, here's how you get to there, and I'm going to put you, okay, you're the new kid, I'm going to put you in charge of your career path. You can help me help you. So as we go, don't let me ignore this. We're going to work together to help you move up the ladder if you want to. Deal?
Deal.
Why not? And then if he's on me all the time, wouldn't that be a good thing? Awesome. Okay. So another element is that it's equally unfair. And that's what I mean. Like, sometimes it's a drag to be you today. You get a dispatch, and it's to Mrs. Fernwicky, and she's just a pain. Or you get a call, and you arrive, and nobody's there. So that's going to affect your score for today. And sometimes that's just the way it goes. We don't make rules that every day has to be equal. What we want to do is make sure that you can have a bad day, but you can't have a bad week. So you pay attention. If Bob had a really bad day, acknowledge it and look for a good call for Bob to go on today. You know what, Bob? Let's set you up to win. Thanks for your service. Let's keep it from being a bad week. All right?
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to say all of that is true. I do think it's fair to set up a game where if you hit a certain level of sales, and we got a little scorecard we're going to play with here in a minute, you hit a certain level of sales, as a salesperson, you earn the right to keep your job. There is a minimum acceptable level of performance. Oh, there's John. There you go. That makes sense, right? You got to hit minimum, but all I need is minimum. That's good enough. Where's Sherry? Okay, yeah, that's good enough, right? And should you exceed that, then you get more. And in sales, it's really important, isn't it? Like, I don't believe in communism when it comes to sales. I want to see capitalism grow in that area. That the guy who does, but what is good enough? I don't need everybody to be superstars. I need them good enough, and my job is to help a willing and capable guy get good enough. But if they go above and beyond that, should we give them more? What do you think? Absolutely, you bet. Okay, and we'll talk a little bit more specifically about that in a minute, and again, we'll expand it in the course too. The way you pay has to be aligned with the mission. So if what you say is we're going to be honest, trustworthy, true, are you compelled to be transparent? Do you see where I'm going? That maybe that it is going to be something that you would know. Questions, comments? Is this concerning anybody?
Well, no. I think it's interesting, though, to take that mission and that, because a lot of us may have integrity in our mission. And I feel like I'm an integrity-based company, and there's a degree of transparency, but there's no such thing as a degree of integrity. So I like the thought process of having that transparency in the compensation.
And I'll tell you, you don't have to share what you make. You don't have to share everything, but I think if I work for you, I got to know what my range is. And I will share that the companies I work with, including Zoom, now one of the franchisees does not share what they make, mm-hmm. but the other ones do, the other two do, and the sky doesn't fall. You know, it's not like it's this big deal. They don't really care how much you make. They want to know what they can make. What's my game here? How do I move up the ladder? Okay, so try this stuff on, and it is not gospel. I am not coming down the mountain with the tablets. This is just my experience, strength, and hope. Here, you don't have to do any of this. But I want you to start examining how you pay and look to see if you couldn't improve. And start to align this more with your mission and your values. Fun? Oh, I can just, can you feel the energy of people thinking in this room? Isn't this something? Okay. So there's two ways to greet the troops. Let me check my time because I've got two really fun stories to share. Oh, we can do this. Okay, so I've had a million jobs. Let me tell you how not to greet the troops. All right, I'll just give you a little story, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. I'm working at a ski shop. I'm about 23 years old, something like that. And I'm working in the rental department of a ski shop in Park City, Utah. Now, the owner of the ski shop, it's a guy named Bill. My sister went to high school with him, and he has made good. He's got a ski shop, three locations in the town, and all day long he skis, he sells ski equipment. I mean, the guy is absolutely rocking successful, and he's one of us. Like, he grew up, how did he do that? Like, I so aspired to be this guy. And I'm in the rental department. I don't know if he really knows who I am, but I hear at the Christmas party, he's going to speak. Stoked. So I get there early, I get a good seat, we go through all the stuff, there's awards, there's this and that, all the managers share, and then it's time for Bill to speak. And this is what he says. He says, "Hey everybody, thanks for coming, it was a great year, awesome. There's just one thing I want to say. At the end of the night when you vacuum, you got to take the vacuum and you got to go this way, and then turn at a right angle and go this way. Because otherwise, you know, with ski boots and everything, the carpet kind of smashes down." Are you kidding me? So I quit. Did you get that? Right? You know, if you are going to address the troops, have something worth saying. And let me share. I think I've shared this before, but it's so powerful. I want to share it again. Jim is the guy on the right here. The two owners are brothers. He's the guy on the right. And Jim is former military, super buttoned up, presses his jeans. He now has Zoom Drain. And when I met him, the shop was a mess. It was a disaster. Dirty, gross, everything you, if you don't know about drains, everything you think it's supposed to be. But it doesn't have to be like that. And he didn't want it to be like that. But what he tells the team now when he greets the troops is he tells this story. And I call it the been now and going story. And what he says is, "I used to hate you. I used to hate you. I would come into this shop and it was an absolute disaster and it was a mess. And then my blood pressure would go up and I'd smoke. And then it dawned on me that all of this was my fault. I never made it clear what I wanted. We didn't have systems in place. And my reaction to this situation is none of your business. So what I did is I quit smoking. I lost weight, got in shape, started to breathe better. And then we started to put in systems. And my whole intention was to get this company good enough that I could sell it and get rid of it and you. And then what happened is, where we are now is, this thing runs. And I've seen you develop, and I know that you support 17 family members with your paycheck. And I know you're involved in the Big Brother, Big Sister organization and have been since you were 14 and lost your parents. Right? And what happens is, what's happened through this process is that I fell in love with you. And that's where we are now. So where we're going is, I am 100% committed to you having not just jobs, but careers. And we're going to grow this thing in a way that allows you to move up the ladder. And we're going to develop second and third locations. And we got our second location going this year at Zoom Philly. And it was just Chris Roche took his team over to the next location. And it's just so exciting to see this young man with a young family developing another team in another location. And he says, "Now that's my vision." So where you've been, where you are now, and where you're going helps them understand their path, the point. All right, another part of paying your people is that you're going to pay them to get them good. That all they have to do is show up willing and basically capable. Now get this is so good. The more training you have, the less skill level you require. So you don't have to put some stupid ad out in the paper that says 7 years experience required, must bring their own tools, have a great work ethic, willing to show up at 6 a.m. work. Who are those people? Superman, Superwoman? Why would they work for you? One, if you put out an ad that said, it's tough, it's dirty, it's awesome, no experience needed, we'll pay you to learn. And as Mike Gross says, in some jobs, you could go to college and owe $100,000, or you could come to work for us and make $100,000, and we'll train you. That would be better, right? Oh, do you love that? Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I do drain cleaning. Don't come to me and tell me how hard your life is. Really? Okay, so no experience needed. Willing and capable is what we look for. This solves the I can't find good people problem. And it won't happen like Howard says. It's going to take a while. It's planting an oak tree, not a radish. Some things are radishes. You plant them and you get instant gratification. Getting your team good, getting this system lined up, it's going to be a year or two. But how fast is this year going? And a year from now, this work will be ahead of you or behind you. The big chunk of it. And even those of you who licensing takes 5 years, in 5 years you'll have an engine if you start now. Or 5 years from now you'll be talking about the economy and how you can't find good people. Nonsense. Okay, now there are pros and cons to these ways to pay. Hourly can make sense. Some people like it. If you ask your guys, how do you like to get paid? A lot of them like to be able to go home and tell their wife or their partner or their friends how much they make an hour. And that can be an appropriate way. Commission for salespeople? Yes, please. That salespeople are of the ilk. And John just left, but he's a salesperson. Who else really relates to a salesperson mentality? Right? If you do more, let's make more, right? So there's going to be some element of commission there. Now, commission for service techs, commission for salespeople of bigger jobs, there's some pros and cons there. Like, I don't like our service techs on Thursday to have worked all week and have nothing because it's just been one of those weeks. I'd rather pay them by the hour plus a bonus on performance. So you can combine some of these things, right? And commission can make you lazy as a manager because you think, well, if they don't sell, they're not getting paid. But time's moving on. Time's moving on. We need so many sales a day and a week and a month to keep this thing clicking along. So you just have to be aware of the sides of the sword, right? Of the dangers and the advantages of these different options. Bonuses. The people in the office may not be interested in games and contests like the sales team might be. So what kind of bonuses could we create there? If I have someone in the office, maybe we could create a bonus on, if you could reduce what I have budgeted for office supplies, I'll give you a piece of the savings. Do you see what I mean? Or we get a project done and there's a bounty on the project. All right, we're going to implement a new software. Oh, so you get that done on time and on budget, and there's a bonus in it for you. And then we're going to meet every week to set you up for success. But that's a way we could put a bounty on something, and it's a one-off. Right? Some of these things you don't have to do all the time. We're going to put them as cherries on tops, different games, different contests. When I was a restaurant manager, I played a game every day. Today is going to be some kind of performance thing. I want to see the best tray, right? We'll just add the number of items on a tray that somebody can successfully carry. Tray service is a good thing. Or it would be a dessert contest. Or it would be the first person to have a customer come up and tell me how wonderful you are. You know, whatever it is, you can play contests and games, little ones, as well as then having a standard main dish way to pay. The main dish way to pay has to be clear and transparent and as fair as you can make it. The contest, not so much. Because then we'll do a contest in your department another day, right? We can mix it up a little bit. Subcontractors. For those of you who use subcontractors, Check with your legal team. You know, here's a little caveat. If you sign up for your class, check with your labor attorney. Check with your human resources person. Your job, not mine. Are you with me? Don't come back to me and say, well, you know, we got into trouble. Well, check it out before you do something. So I'm going to give you these suggestions, but I'm not going to take responsibility for your... We've got a legal guy out there, right? So you can even have some help. But when it comes to subcontractors, sometimes subcontractors aren't really subcontractors. Make sure you're clear on what the rules are. And if a subcontractor works for you, you can have them use your checklist. There are some standards that you can impose on subs who work for you, right? Or vendors who work for you. You got to train your vendors, don't you? Yeah, a lot. I mean, this is how we're going to work. This is how we're going to meet. This is how the agenda goes. All right? This is how you're going to get paid. That's up for negotiation. Ownership is also another thing. Sometimes people jump into this too fast.
Do you ever talk about profit sharing?
Well, that ownership or profit sharing, yes. And my overall encouragement is a lot of people jump into it too fast. And then what if that person leaves? So my overarching advice is know the way out before you go in. How are they going to cash it back out for ownership? And for profit sharing, sometimes, but there's a lot that happens in the overhead section that most employees don't have any say over.
Use
gross profit. Okay, that's a good way to do. I would like that a lot. Let me bump it out. I think you're on a really good path with that, okay? So that's a great idea. So on that financial quick check yesterday, that scorecard is appropriate for that because you could just even cut it off if you wanted at that gross profit level. But say for those two departments, for service and install, you've got their score. And then their game is the budget. And should they meet or exceed, could there be a little something for the effort? Right? Over the whole department. And then now we're going to play for a second with the individual scorecard. So let me get there. Oh, we're right here. Okay. Find the scorecard on your table. Okay, we're going to do a little exercise. Now, from this point over, is there an extra one? Oh, let me have one thing. From this point of the room over, while you were gone, I was complimenting you for being a sales machine. So just so you know. Oh, scorecards. Victoria, are there any more? Or Tracy, thank you. Raise your hand if you need a scorecard. Oh, right there. Okay. We're getting there. You could share. If we run out, we could share. But are we good?
We won't run out. Plenty.
We got plenty. Okay.
More people came.
They were having fun. Okay, we're going to do a little exercise here. We're not going to fill out the whole thing, but I'm going to fill out a few things. Together, oh, we still need one. There you go. Uh-oh, okay. Do you have enough, Lewis? Oh, Tracy, you could help Lewis out. Thanks. This side of the room cool? Anybody else?
The whole room is cool.
The whole room is cool. The whole room is cool, fool. All right, okay. At the top of the scorecard, name of salesperson, if you'd like, you could put your name somewhere, sign it. Matt, you could doodle something there for me, okay? All right, and let's make the daily sales goal, let's make it $1,000. We're going to make the math really easy. And so the weekly sales goal would be $5,000. And let's say your close rate goal is 75%. That means the number of times you knock on the door and the number of times you get a sale is your batting average. You get 3 out of 4. That's our goal. Now, where do you come up with this information? From your history, from your budget, or you make it up for starters. You just start keeping score for a while and see where your baseline is. Easy peasy, right? Okay. So now for this side of the room, from right here, Lewis is the line of demarcation. I'm going to give you some scores. You guys just hang tight for a second. All right, let's say on Monday the number of calls run you have is 4. So go ahead and put 4 in that first box. And the number of calls closed you have is 1. So what's your batting average? 25%. Your close rate for today is 25%. It's just today. Now your actual sales is $250. So how much are you under goal for the day? $750. So put that in brackets or put a minus sign. All right, and then your average invoice, well, total divided by one call is $250. You with me? All right, hang tight for a moment. This side of the room. Number of calls run, 4. Number of calls closed, 3. So what's your batting average, your close rate? Let's hear it. Come on. 75%. And your actual sales for the day are $1,500. So how much are you over goal? 500. And then the average invoice is total sales, actual sales divided by closed calls. What's your average sale? Hello? 500. How does that feel? Raise your hand if it felt kind of good to write those numbers in. Yeah, yeah, you play. You play. You're a salesperson. But here's the thing. How'd this feel? Not so good. Now, here's a really important element, just a tease of the nuances that you can play with when you change the way you pay. I love it when they keep their own score as opposed to you doing it in the office, because there is a visceral moment right here that kind of feels bad. And you know it. It's real. Not everything is a win. Is it okay to lose now and then? Yes. Say yes.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so you had a bad day. And how did yours feel?
Awesome.
Awesome. Did anybody put like that little plus sign, 500, circle it, happy face, like even like embellish it a bit? If you're a golfer and you got a hole in one, would you circle it a couple times? Do you see that feeling? That moment, they're connecting to their score. Now, if you have a bad score, this is so good, please pay attention. If you have a bad score today, tomorrow, the next day, if I were your manager and I'd go, dude, this is not good. On my watch, you're going to win. Are you open to some coaching? Would you like me to ride along with you? Let's see what we can do to help you get good. We're going to catch him at a peak willing moment. Help me, man. Isn't that your job? Aren't you supposed to help me? And now we know. And I don't know why you're stinking it up unless I ride along. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, well, you're not adding on. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's smoking really close to the customer. Maybe he's swearing. Right? Maybe he smells bad. All these things I've experienced on ride-alongs. Right? Well, let's not do that and see what happens. But if you're willing, then I can probably get you good if I've got good systems, if you're willing or capable. And if you and I spend enough time together, we'll know if this is a good fit or not. But it is not okay for him to have one of my trucks and lose, not for you as a human being and not for me and my vision. So we will get good or get gone in an honorable, respectful way. Fair enough? Do you love this? Say yes. Okay. So you're going to keep score. A better way to pay includes keeping score. And should you exceed, like, don't you think you should make more than that? Don't you think that's fair? All right, so if there's a minimum, my overarching philosophy, and it's not gospel, is that there is a minimum level of performance based on, what do you guys call them, the initials? What are the, how do I know how to do my job? What are my standards?
PRDs.
Based on the PRDs. You do that, you keep your great job. You do more than that in some measurable way. Not you have a really good attitude. I don't know how to measure that. Right? You get more sales. You do it in less time. You find a way to measure the performance. You get more five-star reviews on ReviewBuzz. Right? You find a way to measure that performance, and then you can create a game, a bonus commensurate with performance. Sales is the easiest one to do this for. because it's so clear. Does this make sense? The other areas of your business are a little more interesting. So we're going to explore that.
Should we use that for our technician that upsell, for instance, even if they're not salespeople?
You could do two things. I'll give you just a little hint. Let me see what I have for time. I got to bring Howard up here in just a second. So you might have as your main course that you hit minimum levels of sales and you get paid your hourly wage, apprentice, junior tech, senior tech, and you can move up the ladder and then you also get to keep that great job, right? That's like the main dish. And then the bonus could be on exceeding sales, and every now and then you could run an add-ons contest. So for the month, we're doubling down. And we're going to do some product knowledge training. And we're going to add a new thing to our offering. And then we're going to go through sales training. We're going to practice it in our training center. And then the guy who sells the most, in my case, BioClean, natural enzyme drain opener, could win like a $50 gift card this month. So that's the idea of the main dish and the dessert, for instance. But then we don't have 60 contests going on at the same time because it's confusing and they get lost and the bookkeeper will hate you. Okay, did you see that there's always this like tipping point. There's a balance and you'll blow it, but that's what we're aiming for. Fair enough? All right, so we want to reward the right stuff, not the wrong stuff. We want to make more money as a company. This is a great overall scorecard, just as we had for our conversation, Tim. Right, that's where we would go for the managers. Sweet. I'm going to skip that. So these are some of the elements of a better way to pay. I'm running out of time. I want to bring Howard up here. So let's chat. Is Howard back yet? Okay, so good. We've got a minute left. So let me ask you, go ahead. By the way, I might say for best audience member, what's your name again?
Karen.
Let's say hi, Karen.
Hi,
Karen. Everyone in this room is full of love, 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 but Karen, every time I look at her, just beams, and it has been a joy to have you in my audience today, so thank you. Keep coming back. That's right. Okay, what would you like to share? Oh, hold it up a little higher.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so my big thing is, drain cleaning, okay. Do you have like 5 levels of drain cleaners?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it because like I have salespeople and you I might pay a base level for salespeople and I'm not sure how I'm going to get them to like sales 2 and 3 and 4. And drain cleaning, it's like, when do you move from a drain 1 person to a drain 2 person besides yearly, like they've been there so many years.
This is an excellent question. We don't have 5, but we have apprentice, tech, senior tech, and field supervisor. Okay, so the apprentice is showing up clean, sober, on time, dressed right, using the checklist, and earning the right to go to class. Has to do that for 60 to 90 days before we take him to class or her to class.
Okay.
And then the apprentice to junior tech is specific on, I'm making this up, but I think there's like 10 drain cleaning tasks that they need to get good at.
Okay.
And then they become a senior tech when they do the additional tougher stuff.
Right.
Okay, so for you, you might have 2. You might have a junior salesperson and a senior salesperson. And the junior salesperson is free and clear to sell certain items, but then has to hand the sale over, say, to the whole house thing, or they may not. You might just have 1 level.
Right, and so that's just it. I'm
go for. I would still go from
like
I'd
where
still
they
go
move
from a new kid, like probation, test drive, to free and clear. Because if you don't, if you make them equal on day 1,
it's not fair.
It's not fair, and it's also like they want to earn the certificate. Give them the certificate. Make a graduation. You're now one of the team is really powerful.
Right.
Okay?
Right. But that's just it. So if, I mean, we keep our people a long time. Like, I mean, but I just need to now give them some vision of where they're going to
go. Here's another really important thing. And then, Asante, would you mind putting up the website of the seminar? I want to do the seminar series. I do want to go through what the classes are going to be. But let me share this. This is what I was prompted to share from what you're saying. It is okay for there to be a top of the ladder at which point they don't make any more money. Because there is, isn't there? But we always dance around it. In the office, you know what? This job tops out at $16 an hour. Now you're going to start at 12. Here's what you need to do to get to 16. And right now, that's going to be the top of the ladder. Should you choose to make more, you might want to move to the sales department and go through that. But know that it tops out. And for some people, just being real with them is okay. And depending on where they are with their life and your benefits, they got a life. They don't need this to like make $1 million. They may be fine with that. But the systems will allow you to have some churn. Like, there is not a career, there's not a $120,000 job for a CSR at Zoom. Just, you're not going to make that. I don't care if you're there 50 years, right? So that position tops out, and at some point, if you want to do something else. But note that if we continue to grow, if we go to location after location, now I can open up new field supervisor positions. That org chart can get bigger. And I encourage you to make the org chart match your vision, not just where you are. So they can see, this hasn't been developed yet. You're going to top out here until we develop that. And I bet you could help me.
Amen.
Yes. And profit sharing.
Everybody from the assistant at the office, because she's part of the team. If she does something bad in dispatching, then it goes on the.
I'm going to just repeat what Sylvie said so you can hear it. That they did profit sharing, and they did it across the team. Love it. And
as part of the,
you could say if the house wins and we make 15% net profit, anything above that, we're going to split with profit sharing. Note that that approach is going to benefit people fairly equally whether or not they had a bigger or smaller impact. So when you use that tool, understand that's not the only tool I would use. Does this make sense? You just... Yeah, if you have commission, you have production, and you do a profit-sharing bonus, I think that's great. Now, managerially, operationally, you make sure people are good so that when you cut those checks, you have less dissonance, that less people resent the fact that Susie got a bonus and she really doesn't pull her weight around here. The real problem is that Susie's not pulling her weight.
But the manager between them, because they're going to tell her, I won't have to tell her if she doesn't.
It's still your job. It's never like if you want to turn a blind eye and hope that your employees manage each other, I think you're abandoning your responsibility. As the manager, right? The director would coach the manager to help get people good, right? There's going to be some peer pressure. There's going to be some dynamic. But your responsibility is if someone works for you, you got to help them get good. All right. Now, Howard's back. Okay. All right. So, Howard... Come on up! Yay! Yay! Hug, 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 hug.
Ooh. Hi.
Hi. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh, whoa. Okay, and then Santi is on deck to scroll through the page that we have that has the different sections.
Oh, sure.
If you want
sure.
to do that.
Yeah, so we're doing a webinar series.
Yay!
Again!
Again!
Cool!
That's so great! That's
yes!
The last time we did it.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it. And hey, by the way, Inner Circle members, you save $100, all right? So what do we need to know about this webinar series? We got slides on that?
Well, we've got the web page, and we're going to scroll through. So
okay.
If you go to the web page, and how are we going to get them?
No, let's not do that. We
have an order form.
We have forms in the back that give all the details on the webinar series.
Do you want her to pass them out?
No? Just
no.
go
okay.
to the table?
Okay, just go to the table. There's Victoria.
If you want to fix it, was this good?
Yes.
Yeah? You want to go deeper on it? You want to learn more about it? How much money is this going to save you? Okay, so to sign up for this, just go to the table, see Victoria back there, get your order form, get signed up, save $100. And I just had a phenomenal meeting. I just spent about 45 minutes with Dr. Ivan Meisner. And you are in for a treat. So, be back in your seats.
Oh, can I share what the classes are? Let me go through this quick. Okay, just so you know, one thing I want to say too is, not everybody, is there anybody here who doesn't have a team, who's just been tolerating some conversation today? Does everybody here want to grow their team? Okay, and this would be a thought, you know, as far as subcontractors go. But does anybody want to grow their team? Let's see that. The smaller your company is, the more advantage you have, because you don't have to undo some of the grandfatherable things that you might have created already. So I encourage you, even if this looks like something you might not be ready for, come to the first webinar because it's free. And so what we're going to do is lay out the plan, go through the classes, go a little deeper in terms of what you're going to be experiencing through the seminar program. It's free. It's a week from today on October 28th.
October 28th is the first one. But go ahead and sign up for the series. I would sign up for the series even if I didn't have a team, because I get to spend time with Ellen and learn from her, because every single time she teaches, you're going to learn something, right?
It's 6 sessions, but we're going to skip Thanksgiving week.
Yep.
And if you sign up for the series, you'll get the recordings. The live freebie is only if you go live. It's not going to be a replay.
Right.
Okay, we do want, if you're in, and here's another thing. This worked well for the Financial Blast, and I want you to be clear. You show up for this webinar series, no whining, no whining. We're going to get to work. We're going to do some work. I will customize this with you. As I mentioned, if you email me, if you call me, if you participate in the Facebook page, I will help you put together a program for your company that's going to work. But don't drag us down, man. If you show up, you bring yourself to the party.
Bam.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Okay.
I love it.
Okay.
Anything else?
Just love, love, love for you.
Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Yes. Okay. To get signed up, save $100, hit the table, get the order form, and it'll show you what's happening on each of the webinar series. Get signed up and be back in your seats at 9:50. Thank you very much.
And